Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie vive. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, ay, peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Heavy hitter. Two music. Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área. Colombia, RT, ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
This is 2015. I hope everyone had a great Christmas and a happy new year. I hope all old issues got resolved in 2014, and I hope that 2015 be a blessed year for you. I hope you find a job that you seek, the love that you seek. I hope that you find true happiness in the new year, because everybody deserves a dream to come true some point in time. Life is full of surprises, and so many people are leaving before their time, or we think it's before their time. Tomorrow's promised to no one, and nothing is always a guarantee, but always keep hope. and know that it never rains every day. The sun does come out. Every day is always not going to be so cloudy. Keep hope. Be prosperous. Never give up. Never give out. 2015, the fifth day of a new year. So cast away old troubles and learn to live for tomorrow and today at the same time. Let go of past hurt. Inspirations. Now it's time we get the show on the road, everybody. Welcome to Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon. I would like to give a shout out to Ruby Wells and Gatson, Jennifer, Stacy, Shane, Juliana, Shante, Isaiah. And I'd like to give congratulations to the newlyweds that have been married for 1 year. This is the anniversary. It was yesterday, but the show was Monday. Congratulations. Today's menu, snap peas, yellow rice, baked chicken, candy yams, and for dessert, apple Betty. For today's drink, Long Island iced tea. Food for the soul thought of today. The first step or the first year is always the hardest. Back to congratulating the newlyweds, Shane and Jennifer. The first year is out the way. It's been hard moving in to a new house, getting things on a routine, getting a schedule, but never give up, never get out, never give up, never give out. Always learn to forgive and don't pick your battles, don't hold grudges. Smile about everything, because at the end of the day, it's about being happy. And that's a lot of problem with a lot of people. They don't know how to be happy in spite of. It's always going to be stressful, because life is stressful. I would never say it's going to be a vacation. Life is just not that easy. It's just how you handle the stress and the situations that make you or break you or make you who you are or who you aren't. So keep up the good work, and remember, the first year or the first step is always not going to be so easy, but it takes courage and strength to keep it going. The other subject of today, I'm going to talk about haters. I know, everybody got somebody that don't like them, always talking behind their back. Always putting them down. But that's what a hater do. A hater is a lazy person. And their job is always to be jealous of what you have because they never took the initiative to do it themselves. That's what hating is all about. Haters, they never wanted to go to college, but you did. Set up for a minimum wage job, they did. They always settle for the bottom or less than. So now they're hitting on your success. A hater, they hate on everything that you do because they're jealous of what you did, what you accomplished. They're just mad at themselves, really, because they took the lazy way out. You study for that class. You study for that test. You push yourself to get a job. You did the extra. They don't believe in doing extra. They just want to do enough to get by. That's why I say a hater is a lazy person. Going without happiness, partying, whatever. You study. You live. You worked so hard to get where you at. And they still don't understand that it was all about sacrifice. Some people don't want to sacrifice anything. They don't want to do the extra. They just want to do enough to get by. They want to lose weight, but they still want to eat at buffets or anything else they can put in their mouth. They're mad at you because you walk 2 miles every day. You stop drinking soda. You stop eating cakes, snacks. You force yourself to lose weight. I hear the job is to say who they think they is, or they think they're better than me. It's not your fault that they did not push themselves to lose the weight that you lost. Instead of they congratulate, they find reason to hate on you and not rejoice in your success. Because haters don't do that. That's not their place. Their job is to always take the easy route, the easy road. They don't do anything extra, but they get mad at you because you do. Oh no, because everybody has the same opportunity to lose weight, to go to college, to apply for a better job, to work hard, to have a house, to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Everybody has that right. But you have to do something to get these things. A hater does not want to do anything but the bare minimum. They rejoice being on food stamps and welfare and not having. They rejoice they walk into the store but get mad at you because you drive a Navigator to the store with rims on it if you want to. They get mad at you because of your success, but they also got to realize, what did you do? What didn't you not do? Anybody can do nothing. Doing nothing is so easy to do. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Check out my website, ramon.firstfitness.com. That's ramon.firstfitness.com. I hope you enjoy the show today and upcoming shows, because Food for the Soul is also on YouTube. I have a webpage on Facebook. I hope you know that it's not all about me and enjoying the show. Enjoying the concept that I come up with. Not everybody can do Blog Talk Radio. Not everybody can start something from nothing. But that's okay. Just enjoy what I do and encourage me. But just don't hate on me because you just don't know my struggle. You just don't know my pain. Like, I would never know yours. But we all have to work together as a team to go to the next level. I want you to check out the show every Monday at 5. I want you to email me. I want you to drop in every now and then and say what you got to say, as long as it's positive. Because we all can push each other to the next level. We all have to rejoice in everybody's struggle and success at the same time. Why get mad at me? Or why should I get mad at you for what you wanted to do? We all have to encourage each other. But see, a hater ain't going to do that. Not their place, not their job. And if you got haters, get more. Keep what you're doing going. Don't be scared. Don't be nervous, because you do you, and you be the best you that you can be. Remember, food for the soul is to feed your soul, your spirit, your mind, and everything else. And plus come up with great ideas for recipes and things. That's all it's all about, enjoying life, moving forward. This is 2015. A lot of people was not blessed to cross over into the new year. And somebody won't make it through this week. But each day is a gift, and you should enjoy each day and learn from your mistakes and keep it moving. We all fall short of the glory. We all mess up sometimes, but that's just life. You keep it moving. Love the tea that breaks every chain. I know sometimes you might go through depression, have low self-esteem issues. Sometimes you feel like, Lord, why am I in this fight? That's just for today. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Remember that. Keep encouraging yourself. Encourage other people. That's all you can do. So if you don't have steak and lobster today, but if you got a belly full, that's all that matters at the end of the day. What might make somebody else happy might not make the same thing make you happy. Know your inner self. Know you. Be good with you. Never give up. Never give out. Keep strength. Because the next level is going to bring on new tests, new sacrifice, new losses, new gains. It's all about moving forward and moving on tomorrow. Your day might come tomorrow and you get the job that you've been looking for, or the degree that you've been fighting so hard to get, or the relationship that you've been fighting so hard to find after being in an abusive one. Or somebody didn't appreciate you for you and treated you any kind of way. Remember, not everybody is for everybody. Talk and listen. And always ask questions. Always keep faith. Always keep pushing and stressing for the next thing in life. Never settle for less than what you deserve. Never settle for the minimum. Never settle for poverty because it wasn't designed for you. I mean, I know sometimes it does get hard, but never rejoice in just staying at the bottom. Nobody deserves at the bottom. Nobody should want to settle for welfare or food stamps or poverty. I mean, you do what you got to do to survive, but never let that be your final stage in life because there's so much more. Sometimes you just have to push. Sometimes you have to create your own dynasty or legacy. But the fact still remains that you have to have love in your heart to press forward. You have to have love to do better. Today is your day. This is your new year. So the trust is up to you. The clear with a slate, bottle for fresh and new. I can't tell you what to do or not do, but remember this. At the end of the day, it all starts and ends with you and what you desire. Keep pushing. Keep moving. Keep learning. Keep growing. Remember, you can't settle for less than and be happy or think that's what you deserve because you deserve so much more in life. Look in the mirror at yourself. Picture the future you that you want to see in that same mirror and reach it. If you want to lose weight, walk, exercise, whatever you got to do. Just don't starve yourself to death. Just if you want that drive or start your own business, do whatever you got to do that. Always keep it moving. Every Monday at 5 o'clock with Chef Ramon Clayton Welton. I'm for you and you are for me. Without you, I won't have no show. So we all work hand in hand to make this thing happen. I need you to email me, give me some feedback, tell your friends about the show, share the information. I don't mind. Don't be selfish. Help me grow as I help you grow because it's food for the soul. It'll be all about helping each other and breaking these chains of bondage, low self-esteem, depression, being without a job, being without love or self-love, We all can help each other break the chains of old abuses, child abuse, emotional abuse, substance abuse, any kind of abuse. That stuff has to let go. Those shackles have to be broken. You have to learn from your past. Face your past. Drugs is only your easy escape. But you have to look inside your heart and face your inner demons and push them out of your reach and push yourself to the next level. You have to learn how to let go and keep it moving. It might sound hard, but you have to do what you got to do. You cannot always take the easy way out of anything. So many people have been through so much, but they face their fears, and they're still facing the same fears as we speak. It's how you handle these fears that make you unique in your own special way. You cannot seek something you don't have, also. Nobody can love you like you can love yourself. Don't ever come to the table saying, I want somebody to make me complete. That's not their job. You have to be complete on your own. You have to be 100%, looking for 100%. And never let anybody, if you got somebody on your team that let me settle, get rid of that person, because the people on my team always push me, inspire me to be greater than I am. And always pushing to the next level. If you got somebody in your life that just lets you settle for what you have and they don't see you can do better, that person is not for you. I'm not trying to be mean, but you always want somebody that's strong in your chain. You don't want anybody weak on your team or your squad, because they're not going to push you to do better, because they're always happy with what you got. They're not going to push you to get a better job. They're not going to push you to get more education. They're not going to push you to move into your dream house. They're not going to push you to do anything, because they're happy where they're at. And they want you to set up for less than greatness, because they don't see greatness in themselves. So the choice is yours. Food for the soul is created and designed by me, not bragging or boasting. Thanks to Dr. Sandy Hill. She's the greatest. To everybody else that encouraged me through 2014, for all my entrepreneurs out there, thank you. For all those people out there pushing to get more education, thank you. For all those that desire more, thank you. For those who look at the mirror and say, you know what, I can do better than this. I'm going to stay where I'm at now, but I'm going to go better. I'm going to drive and push to do harder. It doesn't matter what you try to do hard in, as long as you try to do hard in something. You can try to be a better parent, a better person, a better neighbor, a better friend. Most of all, a better you. Facts are facts, and the results will show in the end. The way you start this year, don't let it end the same way. This is the beginning of 2015. So at the end of the year, see where you was now and look at the results of then and see if you made any progress or not. You can do it in quarterly if you have to. Every 3 months, look at what you did. Did you shout out more resumes? Did you get more job skills? That's not for the phone. I'm small with you. So I have it. I'll be on Wednesday. Oh, we're going to share every Monday at 5. Thank you. Have a blessed one.